Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
With all that's happened in the last month in terms of lawsuits being filed by Planned Parenthood and the ACLU, and former Governor Brian Schweitzer being caught up in an IRS campaign finance scandal, it's easy to overlook some significant victories, but one in particular is worth mentioning. Last month, federal judge Dana Christensen ruled that the Jesus statue could remain on Big Mountain in Whitefish. If you recall, the statue was placed on the mountain 60 years ago by the Knights of Columbus, and an effort to renew its 10-year lease was recently challenged by the Wisconsin-based Freedom from Religion Foundation. The Forest Service initially declined to renew the lease, then reversed its decision after a huge public outcry. The charge to keep the statue on the mountain was led by then U.S. Congressman Denny Rehberg, who looked at several options, including swapping the land under the statue for private land elsewhere so that the statue would then sit safely on private land. The solution seemed logical, but as we reminded our listeners, it's possible to win the battle and lose the war. Yes, the statue would have been allowed to remain, but for the wrong reason. And that wrong reason would have set a bad precedent going forward. The argument should not be that the statue was now on private land so it was legal. The argument should be that it's perfectly legal given our history and our Constitution for the statue to be on public land in the first place. There are lots of examples, but the best recent example is the case of ACLU v. Mercer County, Kentucky, where the ACLU tried to force the removal of the Ten Commandments from the county courthouse wall. The arguments were very similar to those used by the Freedom from Religion Foundation in the Jesus statue case, and in the end, the ACLU lost. In a strong worded opinion, the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals said that the ACLU made repeated reference to the separation of church and state. They went on to say that this is an extra constitutional construct that has grown tiresome. The First Amendment does not demand a wall of separation between church and state. Our nation's history is replete with governmental acknowledgement and, in some cases, accommodation of religion. Thus, state recognition of religion that falls short of endorsement is constitutionally permissible. They also said that if the reasonable observer perceived all governmental references to the deity as endorsements, then many of our nation's cherished traditions would be unconstitutional, including the Declaration of Independence and our national motto, In God We Trust. In a final slap, the court said that the ACLU, quote, does not embody the reasonable person, end quote. So you see, we don't need to do judicial contortions to keep the Jesus statue on Big Mountain. It should be allowed to remain because its existence on public land is perfectly legal to begin with. And that should be our argument going forward. There are those who believe that all references to God, both verbal and physical, should be confined within the walls of a church. This is completely contrary to God's word, to common sense, and to the founding principles of this nation. And if we don't defend religious freedom, then who will? For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.